The homes of the future will come with remarkably low heating bills. At least that's the hope of a Portland-based nonprofit showcasing 13 super energy-efficient homes in four Northwest states. The question is, can you afford to buy one of these houses? Correspondent Tom Bonsi has this report.
The model homes are scattered among many of the big cities in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Montana. The houses don't look unusual from the outside, but all have been designed to use at least 30% less energy.
You can see it up in the window wall there. So we do 10 to 14-inch walls.
Builder Anthony Mashmet shows me around a modern, boxy, single-family home in South Seattle. A bunch of things make this new house super efficient, starting with heavily insulated walls, triple-pane windows, and a tightly sealed building envelope.
If you can make the home airtight, then you're not spending energy heating air and losing that air through the walls and then spending money to reheat more air that you lose out the walls. It's a vicious cycle.
Mashmet says an exterior spray-on air barrier hides under the siding. There's no fireplace.
We got away from even doing gas fireplaces because there's another big hole in the exterior house.
Since this house is virtually airtight, it requires a ventilator with a heat exchanger to circulate fresh air. There's no furnace. Instead, a tankless on-demand water boiler supplies hot water and sends radiant heat through tubes in the floor.
You have one unit serving two purposes, so there is some extra tubing, but that's minimal compared to the cost of having a whole other heating system for your home.
Electricians wired each of the homes in the demonstration project with an array of sensors. Those will track energy use and building performance for the next year. The data flows to a group trying to raise the bar, the nonprofit Northwest Energy Efficiency Alliance. It's funded mostly by utilities. Neil Grigsby manages the project.
You can build more efficiently, and you can get to net zero, but what we're trying to do with the specification is really find that sweet spot where you're maximizing energy efficiency before you start hitting diminishing returns with added costs.
Ultimately, Grigsby says his organization wants to put the most cost-effective measures into mandatory state building codes. This concerns Jan Heimbaugh of the Building Industry Association of Washington. She says more stringent codes could make new houses less affordable. Heimbaugh makes an analogy to illustrate her point.
It would all be nice to have a hybrid car. They get great gas mileage, and eventually they do pay themselves off, or so I'm told. I don't have one because I can't afford to pay the extra cost up front for it right now. And it's the same thing with a home. Many people aren't capable of paying right now.
At this stage, it's hard to pin down the extra cost of building a house that's at least 30% more energy efficient than code. One Olympia home builder estimated a payback period of 3 to 4 years for the Craftsman-style model home his company built. That modern two-bedroom, two-bath we toured earlier in Seattle cost 5 to 7% more to build, according to its developer. It sold for just under $400,000 to Liz Bullard. She says she doesn't feel like she paid extra.
I looked at a lot of houses, and there are many, many, many houses in this with the same price tag that were much less appealing than this house.
Changing the building code takes time. Washington, Oregon, and Idaho update their residential building codes roughly every 3 years. The nonprofit pushing for greater energy efficiency standards figures it'll hammer away at this for the next 3 to 4 code cycles. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.